SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. In today's edition, we look at activities to mark Local Government Month and in glimpses of Jamaica, Strong Back. Stay with us for these and other details. Several activities are taking place across the island in observance of November as Local Government and Community Development Month. The activities aim to engage and inform persons on the roles and responsibilities of the local government. These activities include an open day at the Ministry of Local Government on November 20. This will give persons an opportunity to learn about the ministry and how they can get involved in relief activities. Several other activities will be taking place within the parish councils.
Each council has a youth council, which is a major program of the local authorities geared towards getting young people involved in local government and understanding the rules and function of the local authorities. What we do in that regard is that we bring the youth mayors together, because each council would select a mayor, and we organize a courtesy call from the Honorable Prime Minister and a luncheon.
Acting Director of Communications and Public Relations at the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Janet Peters. The theme for Local Government Month is A Prosperous Economy Starts With My Community. It speaks to the vital role each community plays in the strengthening and development of the country's economy. And now here's a message from the JUTC.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, wishes to advise the public that the bus transfer system has been discontinued, effective Sunday, November 17. The company apologizes to customers for any inconvenience caused. To help commuters, the JUTC has implemented a number of alternative routes. They are as follows. The 3AX from Christian Gardens to New Kingston, or the 8AX and the 12AX from Naguahead to New Kingston, instead of the 12A from Naguahead to Halfway Tree. The 21A and 21 Express from Spanish Town to Crossroads, instead of the 21 and 23A from Spanish Town to Halfway Tree. And the 32 from Corville Gardens to Downtown via Halfway Tree. Also, you may take the 32A and 32 Express from Dehaney Park to Crossroads instead of the 32 from Corville to Halfway Tree. The 46 and 44 Express will take you from Great House Circle to Downtown via Halfway Tree. And the 47 and 47 Express from Chancery Street to Downtown have replaced the 46 from Great House Circle to Halfway Tree. Commuters may take the 49 Express from Norbrook to Downtown, in place of the 49 from Norbrook to Halfway Tree. The 50EX from Seaview to Papin, the 51EX from 3 Miles to Papin, and the 19AX from Greater Portmore to Papin, in place of the 50 from Seaview to Halfway Tree, and the 51 from 3 Miles to Halfway Tree. The 42X from Constant Spring to Downtown, in place of the 52A from Temple Hall to Halfway Tree. The 74EX and the 76 from Barbican to Downtown, instead of the 74 from Barbican to Halfway Tree. And you may take the 75EX from 6 Miles to Papin, or the 24EX from Spanish Town to Uwe's Irving Hall Gate, in place of the 75 from 6 Miles to Halfway Tree. The 500, 600, 800, and 900 shuttle routes will remain as a paid service. The JUTC thanks commuters for their support in rolling out this initiative as it continues to serve you better. JUTC, your route to excellence.
One of the outcomes of Vision 2030 is that teachers will be trained to world-class standards. With the full support of parents and families, Jamaica will place emphasis on early childhood development. And in glimpses of Jamaica, Strong Back. Strong Back is a herb used as a very popular tonic in Jamaica. It is also used with marigold for menstrual cramps. And that's the end of today's Journey Roundabout JA. I'm Ruth Ann Carr with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.